Hey, Chuck, I really don't have anything for the intro tonight. I hope you got something.
Oh, man.
You don't? Oh, you...
Are we boned?
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, I've got an idea. I got everybody's numbers here from friends in tech, so let's give them all a call and see what they can come up with.
I hope so.
Let's say the first one here is Victor.
Hey, this is Victor. What's up?
What's up? Hey, can you help us with our intro tonight?
I got nothing.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, nice. Strike one.
Let's see. Who is this one?
Hey, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
How's it going? So you think we ain't got nothing for the intro tonight. Can you help us out?
Sorry, I got nothing. Oh.
Yeah?
No, never mind. Bye.
Gee, thanks.
Gee, crap.
Hey, this is Craig.
Hey, how'd you do that?
Well, let's ask. Hey, can you help us with the intro tonight?
No. I got nothing.
Well, thanks.
I'm hanging up before I change the time stream continuum thing.
Okay. Bye.
Don't meet yourself on a podcast.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, this is Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
What's up?
Hey, can you help us out with the intro tonight? We're a little shy on material.
I got nothing.
Thanks.
Hope this helps, bye.
Next in the list.
Batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is Chuck.
Hey, man, this is Craig.
Hey, guys.
Maybe, we're a little light on material tonight. Maybe you could help us with the intro. You know, throw us a bone here.
I got nothing.
Well, thanks.
Uh-oh, Chuck, here's the last one. Here's the last phone number I got.
Who is it from? I'm afraid to ask.
Lenny.
Ooh!
Yeah. All right, let's give him a call.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, how's it going?
That's going all right. We need your help.
Yeah, what do you need?
We need your help with the intro. We don't have any material. We were hoping you had something.
Yeah, we ran out of time this week.
Hold on, I think I got it around here somewhere.
Oh, gosh.
Who's that?
No.
Yeah?
Okay, I got nothing.
Gee, thanks.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama. This is a show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is show number 120 for June 26, 2006. And before we go any further, I need you to inform you that the National Geek Society has issued a Technorama watch in effect for the next 45 minutes. This means that conditions are favorable for a great show. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. If you're a return listener, sit back. You know the routine. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with me is the chief geekiorologist, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Burstity birdie, burstity bee, burstity, burstity, boop, boop, boop.
Quizzical look goes over his face. We're wondering where that come from. I think you're one page ahead in the wiki.
Sweden.
Geekiorologist.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Not it's Swedish. Okay. Doesn't even
it's
rhyme
okay.
with
coming
Swedish.
In from the north and... Anyway.
Save it for the end. Coming up in tonight's show, we've got more stuff than we know what to do with in the Geek Library. Woo-hoo! We don't know if we're going to get to the Geek Library at this pace. We've got Bruce Barr's input or opinion on the Worf's incoming hail message from the last show.
His opinion?
That's a good way to put it. And we've got some sad news from the natural world. But first, let's get started on this day in tech history like we always usually do.
History birdie.
On this day in tech history for June 26th, 2006. This is June 26th at the 177th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 188 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1819 that the bicycle is patented. And it was on this date in 1934 that the first practical helicopter took flight, the Focke-Wulf FW-61. The St. Lawrence Seaway opens on this date in 1959, opening North America's Great Lakes to ocean-going ships. Also on this date in 1973, on Plessis Cosmodrome, 9 persons are killed in an explosion of a Cosmos 3M rocket. And the Universal Product Code, or UPC, is scanned for the first time to sell a package of Wrigley's chewing gum at the Marsh Supermarket in Troy, Ohio, on this date in 1974. The tallest freestanding structure on the land in the world, the CN Tower, was opened on this date in 1976. And it was on this date in 1997 that the U.S. Supreme Court rules that Communications Decency Act violates the First Amendment. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1694 to George Brandt, the Swedish chemist and mineralogist. Also celebrating a birthday today, German aircraft designer Willy Messerschmitt was born on this date in 1898. And Canadian astronomer Frank Scott Hogg was born in 1904. And born on this date in June 26, 1925, cosmonaut Pavel Belyayev. Happy birthday to Robert Coleman Richardson, the Nobel Prize-winning American physicist, born on this date in 1937. And finally, the boy wonder himself, actor Chris O'Donnell, turns 36 today. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for June 26, 2006.
Hi, this is Brian from Coverville, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
Welcome back! Before we go any further, we've got to give a few personal updates before we jump into the meat and potatoes and all the links.
Yeah, I'm podcasting from my bathroom tonight.
That's too much information for me. I got a new digital SLR camera. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Father's Day was finally good to me. Yeah, finally. I just had to make up my mind. It took all of about 30 seconds. I had it narrowed down to the Canon EOS Rebel XT, aka the 350D. And, you know, did a lot of reading online, and it was a comparison between that one and the Nikon D50.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty close, about $50 a piece, and I wanted to add on, you know, second battery and second lens and da-da-da-da-da. I'll tell you, though, the deciding factor took all of 30 seconds when I walked into Circuit City and held the Rebel in my hand. It gave me a cramp in 10 seconds.
It was 10 seconds.
Terribly uncomfortable to hold. It's too small. It doesn't feel like a camera. A nice, big, beefy 35mm.
Right.
That's what I had to compare it to, was my old Yashica. So I picked up the D50 and went, no contest. You know, if I'm going to hold something for a week in the Grand Canyon in a couple of weeks, that's what I'm going to hold on to. So,
yeah.
And it was $50 cheaper. Now, granted, it was only 6 megapixels versus 8, but you know what? That doesn't really mean a hill of beans to me right now.
Yeah, well, 6 and 8, it's not so much. I mean, you can still take great pictures with either one. I don't think, you know, the only thing you start getting to now is not, I mean, it's more like how much can you crop, you know?
Yeah. When I talked to Kirk from the Pulse Crescent, our local newspaper around here, he did that picture for me last year just before the expo that I was going to have an article in the local insider, you know, kind of the local community.
Oh, the one that's
thing.
Posted all over the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, the one I use on Skype and the one I use on Google Talk and blah, 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 blah. You know, I think it's even on MySpace now.
I think Google used it on their front page once.
Jimmy Jet uses it all the time to doctor things up. That picture. He was using a Canon. He was using a high-end Canon. And I said, why did you choose that? And he told me that they originally had Nikons at the Pulse Crescent, but due to the fact that everybody converted from Canon 35mm to Nikons, they kind of went, things just aren't where they belong. And they have a nice thumb wheel action on them. Almost, it's kind of like an iPod interface, really. But you know what? In order to get that feature, I had to step up to like the $1,500 to $2,000 range. And I went, that's out of my price range. And the Rebel's not going to give it to me. So that's not a feature I can even consider.
Well, you know, I just thought about something. If they converted from Canon 35mm to more Canon digital, probably a lot of the reason is lenses. Because if they already have glass for one, they can use them on the other.
Yeah. That's true. With and at the sporting events, they use those big hunk and image stabilization things too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Those are nice, but they're like $5,000.
Yeah. You better have a job taking pictures to get that kind of stuff.
some sort of cash revenue coming back at you. Also, a little update about our upcoming schedule. This is summer, and Craig and I will be taking some personal leave here and there. Wanted to let everybody know ahead of time that July 2nd, the Sunday night where we will be recording the show for the third, there may not be a show. We're both going to be out and about and on the road and who knows where. And then the 5th, I may be doing a solo effort while Craig is still on vacation. The 9th, probably no show there. I'll be traveling. And Craig, where will you be?
Well, I'll be coming home from my trip.
Okay. So we probably won't have a lot of time to prep for anything. And then the 12th, Craig may be doing it solo. However, if I can arrange a hookup with Mr. Menengay at Draco Vista Studios in Phoenix, Arizona that Wednesday night, there's a possibility I might be joining from a really, really nice podcast studio.
Yeah. Yeah. Be sure to use that D50.
Oh, yeah. So just a few FYIs. If you spot some holes in the Sunday-Wednesday lineup, or in Yorga's case, the Monday-Thursday lineup,
I tell you what, I may throw something in there, not a show, but on this couple of nights, something may come down the pipe, but don't expect us to be in the chat room or anything.
There may be an interview coming up here, too, if I can get it recorded and edited soon enough. I mean, that's only a week away. We may put that in the feed like we did the David Levy thing, but don't look for us in the chat room or you'll now know. Okay, and you had one more note on Superman.
Yes, because it comes out Wednesday on the 28th. But just to let everybody know, if you're interested in catching the midnight showings for movies I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this one, they're doing it a step better. Oh, sorry.
Something fell off.
Yeah, I didn't drink enough beer. I'm stumbling. On Tuesday night, they're doing a showing at 10 o'clock in most places. And I know my theater is, and I'm sorry, I already got my tickets. I'm ready to go Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. So you may want to look into that if you're looking to go to the show a little early before Wednesday. So I can give us a quick review on Wednesday night. So also, I did go out to Walmart and picked up the Look Up in the Sky, the Superman DVD. Uh-huh. And it was only $10 there. So I went and grabbed it instead of getting it off Amazon. And it was pretty good. It was an hour and a half. They talked about everything from Siegel and Schuster all the way up to today. And they had a little, just like I was talking about last week, has a little bit about the movie and Smallville. And, it talks about everything in between. It even gives some details I had no idea about the origins, even right before he was actually called Superman, which is kind of cool, back in the cartoon days and the radio era. Because I know Chuck's been getting into the old-time radio.
Yep.
That the old Superman series, they had like a huge following because people were like, wow, this is what Superman sounds like. And that was kind of cool to see, to hear on there. And I have to go dig some of those up for myself.
I also noticed on the TiVo that there is a special thing right on the first menu that says, go behind the scenes with Superman. Yeah. And they talk to some of the actors and show some of the scenes. It's pretty much like a 4-minute trailer. And you can also buy your tickets online on the TiVo now. That was pretty bizarre.
On the TV, really?
Yeah.
I did not see that. That's pretty cool. I did see the clip you're talking about. Sometimes I go flip to the menu. If you keep going back and forth, they download a few clips to your TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hit the menu button and go flip between your show list and the menu, it'll rotate so you can see something else, not just Superman, but it'll be like whatever else other movie of the week is out coming out.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna have to look for that. Yeah. Let's get into the listener feedback. We're waffling.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's in the mail.
Those two just seem to go together for me. I don't know.
I think that
was Lucille Ball, but the old do-do-do-do-do-do-do. First one's from Garrett Rafal. I hope I said that right. About exploding computers. He says, hey, this year my school has adopted the computer thing. I use computers for all of my classes and am basically the test grade for this. Anyway, in the beginning of the year, I went over to my friend's house. We went into his room and we played Soldat. I think that's... Is that right?
That's right. Okay. I went and downloaded it myself. It's pretty cool.
Since he was using his small desk, I decided to go on the floor. I put my computer on the floor and started to play. After playing, we went downstairs and I left my computer on the floor and plugged it in because it was low on battery. About a half hour later, the smoke alarms went off and his brother came downstairs screaming. So I ran upstairs to see my laptop on the floor on fire and the battery exploded all over.
Great.
In the end, I sent my computer back to Acer. And they gave my friend a new carpet and me a new computer. Well, that was awful generous of them.
Yeah. Don't worry about the lawyer thing. Here, we'll just go ahead and... They got Acer execs coming out with carpet.
All right.
That's funny.
You want to take the next one?
Sure. This is from Mike Wills talking about TiVo Desktop 3.2. I've been using it and it works. It's great for iPod conversions. It is all automatic and the only problem that I can't add it to iTunes. Well, that's kind of weird. Just drop it into iTunes and sync up your iPod, and the TV show or movie is there.
He
says he can't add it, but...
Yeah, he likes it. I mean, I'm still getting there to try it.
Can you add your videos to iTunes?
You mean like when I rip them from DVD using something like
when you use the TiVo desktop? No, when you use the TiVo desktop, can then you take those videos and stick them in
iTunes?
Not
at this point. I haven't done it. I haven't used the 3.2 yet.
Oh, okay.
No, but if I rip it from DVD or something with Handbrake, then I still have to drag and drop it into iTunes. It's not like iTunes has an RSS feed or anything.
Right.
We also have one more from Runtime, who seems to be noticeably absent from the chat room tonight. About Virtual Windows. Chuck and Craig, purposely spelled C-R-E-G.
Thank you.
On show 119, you talked about VirtualWin. After installing it, I found I had to change some of the settings because I went to close a window and found myself on another desktop. First thought in my head, where did CAD go? So I started to wonder how other people configure their virtual desktops. How about you guys? My current settings are Windows key 1, 2, 3, 4 to switch by keyboard and control plus mouse to switch by mouse. Thanks, Runtime. P.S. Called me old-fashioned, but when I go to the bathroom, I bring a newspaper.
What's that?
P.S. I know it's K-R-E-G.
Yeah. Thanks.
Gotcha, man.
Actually, I've got mine set up with Windows keys 1, 2, 3, 4 also because... I never use the Windows key for anything much else except for, like, to pull up Explorer.
Windows D to go to your desktop.
I do use that. I take it back. I use Windows D. I do use that a good bit. Windows D and E, and so I figured I'd use it 1, 2, 3, 4. I haven't set up the mouse or anything, but I do use those keys.
Call me older fashioned. I don't use a virtual desktop.
You know, once you use them, you'll never go back.
I have used them. I've used them since probably 1993 on X Windows platforms when CDE was known as VUE. So I have been using them for a very long time. I'm not totally against them. It's just I would rather have two monitors myself.
Well, yeah, but even in Windows, you know, when you start getting the taskbar cluttered, when I go, well, let me go find that program, and you move your mouse all the way down, it's like, I have to search back and forth a couple of times. Oh, there it is. You know, or try to use tab key. And of course, if you get a program in the middle of the two programs that you're trying to use in the task switcher, then I end up going, ta-da. Oh, crap. You know, and I end up doing that for an hour. So,
all right, we've got some voicemail to also tag on here. So let's find out what we have. Oh, you'll like this.
Okay.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Now I have to preface this one, thank you, from Bruce Barr with last week's email notice. He kind of picked something out, our last show's email notice. He picked this out.
Captain, incoming message.
Now listen to his response.
Chuck, you got another phone call.
Who is it?
Bruce Barr.
OnStar?
Bruce Barr.
Juice Barr?
Bruce Barr.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me. Help him leave a message.
Wait, what's that? You mean like if I accidentally hit zero or something, the operator who's going to pick up is Worf? Okay, go with me on this, all right? Right. First Star Trek, Nichelle Nichols is the communications officer. Pleasant to look at, pleasant to talk to, makes perfect sense. Next Generation comes along and it's the Crosby girl, right? Okay, once again, pleasant to look at, maybe a little harder, you know, but yeah, I can go with it, I can go with it. And then she somehow decides she wants to leave, and they think, okay, now who should we have be the communications guy now? Who should we have be the first person that talks to these other alien ships who might want to blast us out of the sky for no good reason? I know. Let's have the Klingon do it. What were they thinking? Okay, as if you haven't guessed, it's Bruce. Having fun in Kansas City. Listen to the podcast, and I just want to let you guys know that, no, I have not been recording stills and drinking their production, but I have been listening to the podcast and having a great time, and I'll be listening to you next week when I'm in New Jersey. Keep on podcasting, guys. 101. Hey, guys. It's Bruce again. Sorry to kind of cut short on the last message, but I am just, I had to go to the movies. And I'm just getting out. It is 11:25 on the 23rd, that's a Friday, of June. And I just got out of seeing Serenity in a big, real, honest, decorum theater. And I am a happy man. Talk to you later. 101. And you can't stop the signal. Shiny.
Bruce, I absolutely loved that perspective on Worf answering the incoming calls.
Hey, I bet when it came to promotion time, I can see Picard and Riker going over the nets. Well, who can we do for communications now? Why don't we get the Klingon? Make it so.
No more Romulan ale at promotional meetings.
Stretch that.
All right, we have another short one from Stingray about calculators. We were talking about Charles Stell and his 11C, and actually the 11C looks a lot like the 15C that project manager...
Your dusty new one?
No. My dusty new one's a 32S.
Right.
But Greg, the guy who's been on Technorama before, remember Craig and Greg situation? That Greg has a 15C that he checked on eBay. It was worth like $179.
Wow.
So Stingray may have something equally valuable.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Stingray 42 from Lafayette. And so you guys were talking about calculators. My grandma actually owns the first electronic calculator to be made in Louisiana. Can't wait to upload your show when I get home. Bye.
How awesome is that? What do you think the value is? Now, he said the first one to be made in Louisiana. How many are made in Louisiana? Maybe it was just
the first one to be made or
first one to be made and purchased in Louisiana.
Hey, you know what? Regardless, I'd love to see a picture of that.
That would be cool. We want to see pictures, Stingray.
Yeah.
Flickr me or email them to me or something. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah. Will you marry me?
No, I can't do this.
That's my favorite part.
We are happy that we are married now.
No.
It's on the internet now. You're done.
This is Clinton from Comedy Forecast, and you're listening to Technorama. Shame on you.
Quick shout out to the chat room. We've got BJK, Michelle, a.k.a. Country Signs, East Bay Ant, Kevin Devin, Mad Marv, Mark Shepard, Norbert is with us, and a new name, Psycho Alien Dog. Tim Elliott and Yorga has been staying up very late. We got a late start on this show, but he is up till the wee hours of the morning. I think he just disappeared. No, yeah. He just renamed himself I Love Chuck. Tim Elliott and Zaha Doom is also there. Also want to take a glance over at the listener birthday calendar. If you haven't done so, go over to the wiki at chuckchat.com/wiki. Click on the fun and games, and you will see a link to the listener birthday calendar there. You'll also find the show notes, which have all these and many other good links in there. And the way I understand it, this is the June 26th show, and it's also Patrick Norton's birthday. Now, this is supposed to be the listener birthday calendar. Patrick, if you're out there, give us a shout. Something tells me he just doesn't have the time for Technorama. But if you do, cool. We want another interview. And also coming up on the 27th, see if I can help this name, Chatura Kuruwita. Hope I did that right, from Australia.
Smells right.
And on the 28th is Jonathan Rudenberg, John335, who's often in the chat room, doesn't happen to be there now. He's also the one who's been mentoring me on a lot of the IRC stuff that we've got set up there. So thank you very much, Jonathan, and hope everybody has a happy, wonderful birthday. We have, we're not ready for the news, but this is the news story.
Goof.
We jump into the news with both feet. We found out that...
film of 11.
We found out that Harriet, the tortoise we talked about just not too long ago, a show or two ago, the one that's 175 years old, that land tortoise that came over with Darwin on the Beagle, she passed away.
Yeah. I thought it was ironic. We just talked about it.
That was bizarre.
The next day or so, I was like, holy cow. I said, is this the same story?
It is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not the same story, but I got about six people emailing me, Chuck, Harriet passed away. This is the worst thing. I went, wow, you know what they probably did? They probably went, Harriet, your life is complete. You've now been mentioned on Technorama. Here, have a listen. And we also mentioned that I can close video stores, and I can crash stock prices, add killing tortoises to my list of things on my resume.
I'm writing it down now, just in case something happens. I know.
And we got one of those replies was from Karen from California. She sent me a heartfelt message. It's all your fault. First you let Evo out of the box. That's a gag we had bet last fall. Now you put the hex on the poor tortoise that was doing just fine for 176 years with all your uninvited publicity. Poor thing. She died Thursday night. Right after listening to Technorama.
Damn you, Chuck.
You heartless bastard. That's it for Harriet. We wish her well in the great tortoise shell in the sky, wherever they are.
Yeah, tortoise shell in the sky.
Also found a couple of interesting ways to watch videos on your iPod. Phil Clark. Thank you. Phil Clark in Chicago sent me a couple of links. He said, Chuck, have you seen either of these two gadgets? One is the NYKO video player, and the other is the IC360i, which adds video to videoless iPods. And, my take on either one of these is, sell your old iPod, spend $50 more, and get a fifth gen. Because who wants to spend $250 for an accessory to add video to something that just...
It's interesting, though, but yes.
It is, it is. I mean, the big...
$250.
I think it's the NYKO that has the bigger screen. It's almost like a PSP-size screen. And then the thing just slides right in there. So it's...
Hey, well, wait a minute.
Yes?
Unless you have a way to trick iTunes, it won't sync videos over there.
No, it won't. No, my guess is it's using it like hard drive. It's going to use it like a hard drive, and you store the video files there, and it knows how to drill into the directory structure and get them.
I don't want to just cut. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's pretty cool. I've got a 20 gig, and I can't just sell it and spend $50 and get the new one, Chuck.
Okay. Are you going to spend $250 and get one of these toys?
No.
See?
I just use my PDA. Actually, lately I've just been carrying my laptop around and listening to podcasts with it.
I also got a wonderful link from Leo Schwar. Yorga. Yorga's dad, Leo. You'd think we were drinking tonight or something.
I am.
Send me a link to YouTube about AOL never giving up. Oh my gosh, this is 5 minutes of something you really, really want to watch, because this guy was on, I think it was Nightline, giving his story, he recorded his attempt to cancel his AOL service, and he stated, please cancel my account, like 20
America
times.
America Online is...
Oh, careful there, Craig.
Sorry. That's what I get for clicking on links.
he tried canceling his account like 20 times, and the guy would not let him go. And by the time he got on Nightline, apparently the guy was sacked.
Hey, AOL got busted for that a while back. Remember, they settled a lawsuit.
Yep.
Because of that, several years ago, because they would hold on to people's credit card numbers and stuff, and they just wouldn't cancel it, and hoping that people would forget, and so a lot of people do, or they just ignore it.
Well, and he also said the guy who was canceling his account said, "I'm very understanding about this because I work in the cell phone business. I know the value of having your customers, because without your customers, you don't exist. So, you know, you want to hang on to them, but you also want to respect their wishes, too. If they say, I don't want to be a customer anymore, you let them go."
Yeah, well, part of keeping the customer is not shoehorning them in there, but making them happy. So
arm wrestle them to the ground.
I'd like to... down, security!
I will not cancel your account! Hacks and Strange Stories. I'm gonna have to remember to bring the background sound down when I do that. All right, our first Hack and Strange Story is definitely a strange story from Mark Shepard. He writes us with the top 15 toughest games to find. I'm not going to go through all these because some of them are not kids safe, but we've got instead of Chia Pet, we've got the Shiite Pet, which is
the Rock'em Sock'em Robots is just wrong.
The lawn dart tag, when kid's running around with a bullseye on his shirt.
Yeah. Actually, Clue was kind of funny. It has like O.J. Simpson and Michael Jackson and Robert Downey Jr. in there.
I like the Play-A-Dough. I like the Play-A-Dough myself. Yeah.
Yo.
And the My Little Pony Glue Factory. Yeah. Some of those are just wrong.
That is wrong.
Thanks, Mark, for posting them up to his Flickr account again. We'll have a link in the show notes to that. And another one, thanks to Runtime. He found the end of the internet. If you go there, you will find that you've reached the end of the internet. Have you found that link, Craig?
I've been there once or twice.
Read it to me, please.
Oh, the end of the internet?
Yeah.
It says, congratulations, this is the last page. Thank you for visiting the end of the internet. There are no more links. You must now turn off your computer and go do something productive. For Pete's sake. That's pretty funny.
What do we got next?
The next thing, I'm sorry, I was waiting on a cue from you. The next thing.
Oh, we've got Remember When.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Hold on. Sorry, the stream crapped out and I'm bringing it back online. Had to tell the chat room. We're going to take a break while we get the stream back online. Yeah.
Hey! Over there!
Oh, I'm back.
Craig, we're reaching out to you! Now, the trick is, who's going to play it forward? That means the listener is great, and so is the feedback. No fooling, Jack!
That's cute, Chuck. Really cute. I like that, I think.
There's no I in team.
There's an I in Apple. It's an extension of IRC.
That's a good geek way to put it. I like that.
This is Peggy from Twister Sisters, and tonight you're listening to Chuck and Craig at Technorama. And I hear this is just going to blow you away.
Remember when you had to burn wood or some fossil fuel to cook your food? Remember when you had one phone in your house and it was attached to the wall? Remember when computers filled a room the size of your garage? Technorama remembers.
Oh. Okay, on the Remember When segment tonight, thank you for now cueing me in. I have a link to Updating the Computer. It's actually an article from 1969. I think it's from Design Magazine. And they're talking about you get to see the pictures that accompany the article, but they're talking about keeping up with the software to meet the hardware demands and keeping it all fresh at the same time. There's like people changing out magnetic tapes and looking at computer printouts in a clean room with the raised floor, and they're all in suits and whatnot.
I love that. Just scroll down to the very bottom where they talk about the new and improved card reader.
Yeah. The 2105 card reader, left, is one of the peripherals of the 1901A model. What part were you talking about?
Yeah, that's it. Where you can get... It now does 1,600 cards per minute rather than the old 700 standard.
Whoopee.
And it's tilted back so that for easier operator maintenance. Just...
Gee, Wally, we can do our...
Hey, you know, I think I might have enough cards to get through there in about 2 minutes in my house.
Yeah. Go check out the computers. That's really cool. There, you know, there's... this used to be a big... Of course, used to be a big... what am I trying to think of?
Computer?
No, in this area it used to be. Oh, crap! See, they're already gone. No, the big manufacturing industry around here for clothing and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
I didn't know where you were going with that one.
And Springs is a big, or was a big company around here, and I think they're closing up a lot of their plants. However. Down the road, they used to have their data processing center. I assume they still do. Well, we went there, I think it was a high school or something like that, field trip. And they used to have this big clean room with a big windows out front. You can see right into the computer room. They walk you through there, and it looked about like this, and it was probably the same type of stuff, you know, in the 80s.
I think bugs were bigger back then.
Yeah, bugs were bigger back there. Oh, man.
All right, shall we take a peek in the media corner?
Just look.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
Hey, over here! Hot damn, we got more Futurama!
Really, Fry?
Well, I had to put this in here because, you know, we cut on Futurama so much. Futurama's coming back with 13 new episodes at Comedy Central.
I can deal with that.
Yeah, you know, they were competing with Cartoon Network on the rights to it and last fall, from what I understand. And it turns out that Comedy Central beat them out for it. So not only did they get the rights to show old episodes, but they get the rights to new ones as well. And they've ordered 13 new episodes, which I think start... in July, and they've got all the original actors, you know, reprising the role. Billy West, Katie Sagal, and DiMaggio. I can't remember his first name. That does Bender.
July? Is he in? In a few weeks?
They start recording.
Oh, okay.
Their parts. They said the new shows won't be out to 2008.
What?
I'm like, oh, come on.
What?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah. What should they throw? They gotta throw us a bone earlier than that. So. But they're coming.
All right.
Take it.
That's
take it, you meat bag.
It's like waiting till October for BSG.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, October's in 2006.
It still seems like a flipping long time. I start counting things in podcast episodes now. Goes quicker.
Podcast years like soap opera years. Oh, it works. Yes, I got it back. I got every bit of it.
It's small, fast, does hex and block edits. But
oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that last time.
We're your Geek Morning Show.
That's the thing about podcasts. We can be up anytime.
Don't listen to this while operating heavy machinery. You could spit out your water. I wonder what you'd get. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and make my comment.
Hey, wake me up when you're done.
I completely missed that one.
The writers of Back to the Future didn't see that one coming. Thanks, man. I had to think about that.
This is Tornado Tim, Storm Chaser from Greeley, Colorado, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Taking a peek into the geek library, what do we find?
A lot of crap. Actually, there's a lot of stuff I'm going to refer you over to go look at, but there's two links in here that I specifically want to talk about. One was a video. It was actually really an uneventful video, but funny nonetheless. Comcast guy came to the guy's house to provide tech support and ends up falling asleep on the customer's couch.
Oh, that's nice. How much an hour do you get paid for that?
I don't know. Apparently, he was on hold with the home office waiting, trying to get something done, and he had his phone on his head and everything, and he's sitting there with the laptop, fell asleep on the guy's couch.
Says a lot about your phone support.
Not just phone support, for the consumers, or for the employee support. I think they'd have a back door number to get things done.
No.
Anyway. Another thing I want to talk about, we've mentioned on here Star Trek New Voyages? No. Voyages.
Yes.
A few times. And some big news that came out of their camp this week was that not only are they filming another episode coming up, they got one that they're supposed to release in September, but they're going to start filming another one that is directed by Tim Russ, who was Tuvok, but it is going to star Uhura and Chekhov with Nichelle Nichols and Walter Koenig reprising their roles. And it will also include performances of Garrett Wang, who was Harry Kim, mm-hmm. Chase Masterson, no introduction.
Lita.
Yep. Grace Lee Whitney is Janice Rand, and Gary Graham is Soval, and Crystal Allen from Bound, and some other surprise guests. And I'm hoping it's a couple of big ones. That'd be awesome, but I don't know about that.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And
that's a major score.
Yeah. So it's kind of, for me, it looks like it's kind of transcending more than just a fan film. This is, you know, this is a big production. You get that kind of people in there.
I think if I was the producer, I'd be going, oh my gosh, we got to turn something really good out.
Yeah. Oh my God, what are we going to do?
Although with Tim Russ at the helm, you know, they've got some experience. It's not just a bunch of fanboys trying to pull this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
I know. And it's going to be a while because, you know, their production time is a little long because they don't have the money and I guess the free time to just sit there and start editing for hours on end, just like you do in the, you know, TV world. I guess it's another full-time job. But nonetheless, I look forward to it very much so. I really enjoyed the first episode they had.
Don't forget to check out that and much, much more in the Geek Library on the show notes at chuckchat.com/wiki. We've got things like, more pictures from Runtime about the Hubble collection of pictures. We've got Marv and his usual bag of tricks with Star Wars Transformer Deluxe Millennium Falcon and World of Warcraft, who's on first. That looks interesting.
Nicotine in a bottle just sounds nasty.
I think when kids used to spit their chew into a soda can.
I'd rather smoke.
All right. We need you to take us out of here.
Wait.
What?
Chuck needs more pictures of you for the expo. And this is the last week that we can get iTunes reviews. We've got to show these Fit Guys house done.
We really appreciate those who have sent pictures and those who have put the iTunes reviews in there. But yeah, our butts are getting serious kickage in the iTunes music store. So if you could help us out there, that'd be great. I can make up words if I want.
Sure, why not?
All right, tonight,
fantabulous.
In this show, you're going to take out the credits. Mm-hmm. Take out the credits. Take out the trash. In the style of a weather forecaster.
Thanks, Chuck. Moving in from the north, we have our listener line. It's 206-222-CHAT. It's 2428. And humming around this area is a low-pressure system that has the message. You can email Chuck at chuckchat.com or send audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. And today's high is KREG at chuckchat.com, and we'll see that all week. And the low pressure system moving up also from the south is at chuckchat.com, our forum, swags, webcam, mailing list, links, show notes, and more. So there you have it, Chuck, and back to you.
Sounds like a perfect storm there, Craig.
Doesn't it?
This show is a member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. Audio streaming provided by Scott Reynolds. Music in the background of the email section provided by Scott Helms. Available at incoherentmumblings.com. Chat room provided by freenode.net. And eventually this credit list is just going to have to turn into a scrolling list or something. You know, the funny thing about doing that as a weatherman, you can't really see what you're doing because you have to glance over to the monitor on the side.
That's right. I'm doing that now.
If you're getting that show, this show, any show, by clicking on the website, consider subscribing to get the show automatically delivered to you for free. If you don't know how to do that, we'd be more than happy to help. As always, tell a friend about Technorama. In fact, this week, tell two, because we really need some help at the iTunes music store. Thanks for listening. And you know the routine. Binary high five.
Today's high is 101 degrees.
Ooh. I'm sweating over here. It was the date of the initial flight of the Focke-Wulf 60... Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1694 to George Brandt, the Swedish chemist and mineralogist... The Swedish chemist and mineralogist...
I can't get it, Julie.
Cosmonaut Pavel Believ. And born on this date, June... Pavel Believ. Cosmonaut Pavel Believ. Believ. And born on June 26, 1925, Pavel Believ.
I miss his title.
And born on this date in June 26, cosmonaut. And born on this date in June 26, 1925, cosmonaut Pavel Believ. Got it.